So I know this has been kind of short. I really didn't have I didn't have any real clear idea of what you guys wanted to know about. So let's find out now and open it up to questions. Incidentally, this is a picture of the signing. Mitch, are you here to make trouble?
Hey, Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
And to all the atheists in the foxhole. But let me ask you, have you thought about what you're going to do and how you're going to celebrate when they tear that thing down?
Frankly, no. It's something that seems so far in the future that I just really haven't, you know, maybe I'll retire. It will be. It might come about the same time.
Just please invite us.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Annie Laurie will probably fly out.
Steve, I just wanted to comment. As you know, we have a parallel in San Francisco.
Yes, the Mount Davidson cross.
Mount Davidson, and the two cases were going back and forth. But I discovered through this that California really is a weird place. And particularly San Francisco, because San Francisco and its great tolerance, and I think that's part of our problem. Part of the thing there is that it's kind of like, well, we have to accept it like we accept everything else. But the stories that went into that thing were just so bizarre. And one of the reasons that the city didn't want to take it down, which ties into what was the last question, is it would be too expensive to take it down. And yet they spent thousands of dollars fighting to keep it up. You know, it was going to cost money to take it down. And the thing that bothered me the most in the whole thing is that the cross, as the Mount Soledad cross, was put up as an Easter cross. And that's in the newspapers of the day. And yet our own board of supervisors argued that they should keep the cross because it was really a memorial to the First World War veterans, which was an outright lie. And that was what voters were basing their vote on, what the city council said. And just, I'm getting some things off my chest at the moment, I think it says. But just to show how crazy, one of the people who insisted the cross stay there was our Jewish Senator, Dianne Feinstein. Which to me was just appalling.
Who never met a war she didn't like.
Yeah. But anyway, the upshot of ours is that the property was sold to an organization of Armenians, and it's now a memorial to the Armenian Holocaust. And they own the space around the cross. So it's no longer public property.
Well, one of the arguments for keeping the cross that is kind of prevalent in San Diego, especially in the radio circuit, is that it's a navigational aid.
Oh, yeah.
Although there are no lights on it, so apparently it's only a daytime navigational aid. For those of you who fly, it's VFR only. But the I have to wonder if. You know, if it is taken down, are airplanes going to start falling out of the sky? And
maybe so. this Armenian organization was just formed in order to save this cross. And it is not a religious organization, but it only has one officer who is an archbishop. But they're the ones that now protect the cross.
Okay. Okay, last question.
Yeah, do you anticipate that this will ever get to the Supreme Court, and how do you think it would fare with the current makeup?
I fear that if this makes it to the Supreme Court, we'll lose.
Well, on that note.
Thank you.